Welcome to Pink Kink,
where we talk about the pretty, twisted side of kink.
I'm Princess Rara.
And I'm Dara, the Electro Khaleesi.
Whether you are a new kinkster or have years of experience, Pink Kink will help you level up your kink knowledge.
Join us on this journey as we talk about our personal experiences and use the knowledge we've gained over 28 years of being involved in both private and professional aspects of this lifestyle to help you explore every facet of kink.
Get set for an adventure. Not only will you learn and grow, but we promise loads of laughter, turning each episode into a fun party. So fasten your seatbelt and let's get this show started. Pink Kink runs off the generosity of our devoted patrons.
As a patron, you will become a member of our special Discord server, receive some adorable Pink Kink stickers, as well as have access to a monthly behind-the-scenes podcast. Patrons also get discounts at our Etsy shop, Pink Kink Boutique, and our online classes at Pink Kink Institute.
In addition, our impactful and electrifying Pink Kinksters get special audio and video episodes. And finally, patrons at our highest tier will be recognized as producers, both here on the podcast and on our website.
If you would like to become a patron, you can visit us at patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast or click the link at pinkkinkpodcast.com.
Today's episode is produced by our electrifying Pink Kinksters. Thank you, Jay, Witcherman, Brianna Lynn, Daddy Jay, Fabe, Embers, Blossom, William P., Claire, Lady Blooding, Naughty and Nice, Butte Pain, Manda Panda, Cat, Stefan, Shadow Phoenix, Voldy, Christopher, Kilted Sir, Brian, May Cry Devil, Ruby Riot, Mistress Velma, Enchanted Sparrow, The Wombat, Impact Hazard, Twitch, The Midnight Girl, Sinful, J21, Daisy If You Do, AK Harley Chick, Violet Rain,
Serenity, Belle, Eric, Lady Affliction, Dr. Dave, Pumpkin Pie, Ms. Tourmaline, S'more, Hacksaw, Wee Mad Beastie, To Be Better For Me, 3AM Thoughts, Forest, BP Bryn, Crash Override, Kinky Bear, Barbie, Navigator Bard, Frost, Sinful and Naughty, Coffee and Chaos, Noir, Haley's Comet, Mr. Pillsbury, Peaches, Mighty Owl, Princess Sassy Pants, Lady and Lex, Chaos Monster, Kristen, Casper, Hazel Page, and Jessica.
In the continuing adventures of kink and fetish events, Pink Kink is represented by two separate yet equally captivating individuals, Princess Rara, the sadistic, flirty extrovert with a love of all things pink, and Dara Electro Khaleesi, a master of the electrifying arts who loves igniting newbies' passions. These are their stories.
Okay, it's happened. It's finally happened. My master evil plan of taking over the podcast has come to fruition.
You are not the only one who can laugh like an evil person. Did you forget that I have editing powers? I don't know if you actually remembered that, but I can add stuff in. So, haha, villain era for everyone.
No, I'm only kidding. I know I'm by myself right now, but we're actually trying something a little different with you guys. And hopefully you like it. It's not something that's going to happen too often, but this is a very special case. Dara and I recently both went on separate adventures. And we wanted to share with you the stories of what we did during these adventures. And we figured instead of the usual one of us sits and talks while the other one just goes, uh-huh, yeah, okay, we're just going to record these separately. Now, I could laugh and say, Dara has no idea what I'm going to say. And that's true. She won't until she starts to record it. But it's only going to be a surprise to her at that point. I have no idea what she's going to be doing for her portion until the episode is completed and she sends it to me. So I'm going along for the ride with you guys. What we did is I had the amazing opportunity to go to my very first leather event. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. So let's backtrack a little bit and I'll give you kind of the story that led to this. I'm sure you guys have heard me talk about my friends Penny and Mike Darkram. I've met them through TikTok and I really like the information they put out. They're funny, they're knowledgeable. They also don't live that horribly far from me. So they were recently up in the DC area and we got to meet in person. And they are just as amazing and lovely in person. They were up here for the MAL event, and MAL stands for Mid-Atlantic Leather. Penny and Mike help run the Mr. Virginia Leather competition. And Ken, who won last year, had come up to MAL to compete in the next round. And I got to meet them, and we went out for dinner, and we got talking about the fact that they're not that far of a drive from me, and I really need to come down and see them and attend the next event, the next leather competition. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I've never been down to the Norfolk area. I'm so curious about leather and about what's going on, and I really want to come down. So that was the original plans, and that's where it started. And then I found out that Moxie Minion, who is also somebody that I've met through TikTok that I love and adore but have not met in person, was going to be coming out to the event as well to serve as a judge. So the fun started where we were not telling Moxie that I was also coming and it was going to be a surprise. Meanwhile, Penny reaches out to me and says, can you help? One of our judges just dropped out. Do you mind sitting in as a judge? And I thought, okay, but I know nothing about leather. Is that going to be an issue? How do I do this? What do I do? And Penny's like, don't even worry about it. We'll get you covered. We'll explain what you need to do. It's very simple. So that became the plan. The problem is I'm not sure Penny understood what she got herself into when she invited a Virgo to do this. Because once I knew that I was going to a leather event and I was going to judge, it was on. And I started talking to all my friends in leather, to Sinful, to Pop Locrian. And I'm like, what do I wear? What do? I don't really own any leather. Does it come in pink? Because of course I have to have pink. And then how do I judge this? What information do I need to know? I was stressed, okay? I mean, yes, it's me, and I know it's me, but I couldn't help myself. I'm a Virgo, for crying out loud. Meanwhile, Moxie's talking about she can't wait to come out and see everybody. And I'm being very obnoxious and I'm making comments like, oh God, I wish I could see you. You're going to be so close. And Moxie's like, yeah, just come on down. I'm like, oh, I already have plans that weekend. I mean, this was not an easy secret to keep. It's not that I'm not good with secrets. I just was so excited about this and so excited to meet Moxie that it was hard to not tell her, guess what, we are going to meet. I worked with Cody, who was the person in charge of the leather event. And I'm like, what do I do? How do I do this? Everybody, I just have to say, everybody was amazing. I got the information I needed. Sinful and Locrian were so good about talking me off the ledge. Poor Locrian, I sent them a whole bunch of pictures of different outfits that I wanted to wear going, is this okay? Is this fine? Is this good? I mean, I wanted to be respectful to the leather community because it's something new to me and everybody had been so sweet and nice to me and I wanted to return that level of respect. So finally, it came time and it was a Friday and I drove down to Norfolk, which is about 3 hours and 15 minute drive for me, which is fine. I don't mind driving. It's an easy drive. I put the cruise control on and I put in some audiobooks. This happened and this should have told me what this entire weekend was going to be like. So I'm just, you know, minding my own little business, driving on the road. And I do have a bit of a lead foot, so just be aware of that. And I'm listening to an audiobook, specifically an audiobook about a menage. Two guys, one girl, and just as they are getting into the incredibly sexy point, and I mean the three of them are hot and heavy into the sex, when out of the corner of my eye, this white work van drives by, and I just kind of turn for a second to look at it, and I have to laugh because on the side of this van was the company name, which is, it is Triad Service Center. I just start laughing because I'm like, you mean if I just call up this number, I too can have a triad? I can have the menage that I want? It was just perfect. So I get down to Norfolk and I find my hotel and I get checked in. And Penny and I are texting back and forth as we're working really hard to keep this secret from Moxie. And I get dressed, find just the perfect outfit that Pueblo Green has approved. Thank you, Pup. I couldn't have done this without you. And I head off to meet them. I get to this beautiful Airbnb that Moxie has rented right on the water. It is so beautiful. And I get led into the house and I'm hiding downstairs. Moxie's upstairs. She has no idea. And finally, I get to go upstairs and just sort of show up in the room. Moxie does this huge double take because she had no idea. She really did. We managed to keep this such a secret from her. And I will tell you that Moxie is amazing and wonderful, and I adore her. And I am so glad that I was able to do the surprise and meet her in person. So the gang heads off and we go to the bar, which is called MJ's. And it was fabulous. And I should also tell you guys, this is my very first time at a very, very obviously queer event. And oh my God, if you've never been to like a gay bar, you need to go because this was so much fun. So we get to MJ's and we sit down and I actually treat myself to a drink, which is not something I often get to do. And it was this blue, it was literally this blue drink and it was so good, but these bartenders are a little too generous with the alcohol. And while I appreciate it, not when I'm driving. So I had to sit very slowly. I was this sort of lame old lady who had the one alcoholic beverage that lasted me the entire night. But the purpose of this night was twofold. One, it was obviously the kickoff for the competition. And I should also add, this wasn't just the Mr. Leather competition this year. They were adding for women. So it was the Mr. and the Ms. Virginia Leather competition. Now, we only had two contestants for the Mr. Leather. We had two for the Mr. Leather, Jason and Josh, and one for the Ms. Leather, and that was Megan. But the way that the competition works is you still have to get a minimum score. So even though Megan had no competition, nobody she was running up against, if she didn't meet the minimum score, she still would not be selected. So Friday night at MJ's, we are already starting the judging process. And what we are judging them on is their warmth and their friendliness and their efforts that they put to get know other people and to walk around and talk to people. And I was coming in as the secret judge. So everybody knew who the other judges were. So Josh, Jason, and Megan knew the other judges and knew what they looked like. We were all in a group chat together. I had not been added to the group chat, I think, until either later Friday night or maybe not even till Saturday. So all they knew was that there was a quote-unquote secret judge. And that was fun because I really got the chance to see how much effort the three of them put forth. Now, I have to tell you, those three who were running, lovely, sweet, sweet people. Megan started off kind of shy and hesitant, but as the evening went by, really blossomed. Josh was also a little more on the shy side, but you can tell he was trying. And I have to tell you, he is absolutely fucking adorable. Like, I wanted to put him in my pocket and take him home with me. Such a cutie. The fact that I didn't go up and just start pinching his cheeks, any of them, the ones in his face or his ass, is just because I actually do have self-control. Absolutely adorable. And then Jason, well, Jason is just me in male gay form, in leather. Very extroverted, very warm, very friendly, an absolute sweetheart. One of the things that the three of them had to do was to go around and sell Jell-O shots. All the money raised from the Jell-O shots and any of the other fundraising events was going to charity. Part of the charity was to give to the winner to pay for travel expenses because as Mr. and Ms. Virginia Leather, they travel around the state of Virginia, which is not a tiny state, folks. And they have to go to different events and do different things to represent leather. So some of the money raised was going to their travel fund. And then some of the money raised was going to the charity that the winner chose. And they, all three of them, had amazing, good, charitable organizations that they were supporting. So they had to walk around. They sold that. We also did raffle tickets. And I love how the raffle tickets were. Like, you could buy one raffle ticket or five raffle tickets, or I forgot what they called it, but basically whatever amount of raffle tickets was either in your inseam or around your chest. So a couple of us each bought them that went around our chest. And then we started comparing who had more raffle tickets. I believe Penny beat me out by one raffle ticket. So go Penny. As the night wore on, I just got to meet so many people. I don't even think I can mention them all, but the fashion was fucking amazing. The things people can do with leather, I had no idea. And I mean, I saw, yeah, of course, your vests, your pants, your boots, your hats. But I saw leather shirts and leather ties. And it was, I mean, this was a family. Like, people knew each other, even people who didn't know each other by the end of the night knew each other. And everybody was so warm and welcoming. I left that night. I couldn't stop smiling. My cheeks hurt from how hard I was smiling all night because I was having such a fucking blast. You know, between getting to talk to Penny, Mike, and Moxie, and then running into my friend Lynn and meeting Nicole and meeting Jason and Megan and Josh and Bradford and Max. And like, I want to be able to name them all. And I'm sorry, but I can picture them, but my old fart brain can't remember all the names. But that was the first adventure. The next, now we go back to our hotels or your homes, wherever you're staying. And then it's now Saturday and we're gathering up again. So Saturday, we started with classes. There were three classes. Now, I, of course, was up and out and early, got to enjoy the lovely breakfast at the hotel, because who doesn't love, you know, standardized hotel breakfast of, I think there were supposed to be eggs and toast and sausage and bacon and whatever. So I, of course, classes start at 10, so I'm at the restaurant at 9:50. Virgo, sorry. And I just kind of sat and looked. We start off, Moxie had the very first class, and she taught a boot blacking class. Now, the funny thing is, everybody there is a boot black or has had boot blacking done to them except me. I was the token person all fucking weekend. I was the token non-leather person. I was the token non-boot blacking person. I was the token straight person, which caused a little bit of a problem later, and I'll share that with you. So I loved the class with Moxie, and I learned so much about it. And I promise you guys, we are going to do a class on boot blacking. I don't know when exactly. It's on the list. I have so many thoughts and ideas of different episodes from this weekend. So we did that. And then it was time to leave because we had to head to the other location to continue the judging. So the next part of the judging is, I mean, it's like a beauty contest, which is fine because these three people were beautiful. The next part was the interview process. So all seven of us judges are sitting at a table and the contestants stand in front of us and we each get to ask them a question. But it starts off really funny because we go down the line to introduce ourselves. And just so you guys know, I'm like the sixth in line. So everybody goes down. They're like, hi, I'm so-and-so. And then they start talking about their titles. I am, you know, Ms. Bootback, Mr. Bootblack, you know, this title, that title, Mama Bear, whatever. And then they get to me and I'm like, hi, I'm Princess Rara. I'm your token non-leather person, which makes Moxie crack the fuck up. And I love listening to her laugh. So this became my shtick now. And I kept going through. But I got to listen to them talk about it. And my particular question that I asked was, how would you, as a Mr. and Ms. Leather, make me a non-leather person who is kinky, who considers herself straight, how would you make me feel warm and welcome in the leather community? And they, all three of them, nailed the answer. And listening to all these questions and their answers, I'm like, I love all this. I love this whole leather community. So we finish up the questions and then we need to hurry up and leave the judges so that we don't get sneak peeks of what the contestants are putting together for the evening. I get to go back to the hotel. I rest, relax, change outfits, and head back to the competition area. We get there. There's a vendor fair. I get to see people I know. I get to see Little Fox Toy Box that I've talked about a lot. They were there. Adore them. And then the competition starts. Now, again, like a beauty contest, there's some different things that they have to do. They get thrown a question that they don't know what it is and answer that. Then there's also fashion. So they come out in their best leather fashion. And my personal favorite, it's like a talent competition, but it really is. It's a fantasy. So Megan goes first, and her fantasy is all about she's been at work all day. She's a nurse. She's been a tough work day. She comes home and she just needs to relax. And she gets into little mode. Her partner is on the stage with her, as is the rest of her polycule. And they spank. He does an over-the-knee spanking with her. They do some other things. And you get to see in this fantasy how her family takes care of her when she's had a long, hard day at work. And music's playing, and it was beautiful. Next up comes Josh. Okay, now you have to understand, they're setting this up, and a toilet, a fucking actual toilet, comes out onto the stage. And my first thought is, what the fuck is going on? And then they bring out PVC pipe and screens, and it looks like it's a toilet area. Well, Josh and Josh's daddy are very much into water sports. So this whole fantasy is about Josh is going in a urinal in the bathroom, and his daddy comes out, and they fuck in the bathroom, and then a stranger comes out and joins them. And music is playing. And then there's at one point, Josh gets down on his knees and his daddy and the stranger are in front of him. And they pull out like these canisters and blow streamers into Josh's face to, like, I guess basically represent urinating on Josh's face. And it was divine. This was so cool. The music was perfect. We're all clapping along with it. I fucking loved this. And I cannot do it justice explaining to you guys what this was like, but you're just going to have to trust me on the fact that this was amazing and awesome. And next came out Jason, and Jason sang to us, and he's got a beautiful voice, and it was wonderful. So we have to score. We're scoring all these things. Thank God somebody is collecting. We had a judge wrangler. She was amazing. She made sure we had food and water. And she grabbed our papers from us and turned those in. And then it came time to announce who the winner was. And I am very proud and honored to say that I had a part in this. But congratulations to our brand new Mr. Virginia Leather 2024, Jason. And our Ms. Virginia Leather 2024, Megan. They both won. They will represent the leather community so beautifully. And I'm so excited and amazed and honored to have been a part of this. So after this, we go back to MJ's. And now it's time to celebrate the evening. And I treat myself to another drink. This one was even stronger. I start meeting people. And now we're having fun. And the music's playing. And we're dancing. And I had an adventure because I mean, if you guys ever meet me in person, I'm a flirt. I'm an extrovert. I'm comfortable around people and I'm a fucking flirt. And I'm flirting with gay guys. I don't care. They're fabulous. We're dancing. We're having a great time. I'm loving their outfits. They're loving mine. At one point, I took my boobs out of my shirt because it was an underwear party and I had somebody was kind enough to literally pull the electrical tape off their nipples to give to me so I could cover my nipples and be legal. And I had, this is what when you know your boobs are magnificent, I had gay guys coming up to me going, oh my God, I can't take my eyes off your boobs. They are fantastic. They are gorgeous. I love them. So at one point, the Pointer Sisters song Jump comes on. And I'm jumping carefully because, again, boobs out, no bra. And I'm laughing and I'm flirting with everybody. I don't even know how it happened, but I kissed Penny's boobs and left a nice, beautiful pink set of lips on her boobs. And it was great. Then Mike wanted, so I kissed him and left him. Meanwhile, this woman across the way, we kind of had like started eye contact and I smiled at her and she came over and we're just talking. And I realized that she's kind of flirting with me. And I'm like, oh, shit. I don't like flirting with Penny is fine. Penny knows I'm straight. It's not a problem. It's just natural. But now I'm flirting with this. I'd been flirting with this other woman who doesn't know who I am and might not realize that I'm straight. And then I also find out that she's local to me. So we're going to be at the same events at Crucible. Meanwhile, she asks Penny who gave her the pink lips on her boobs. And Penny points at me and the woman's like, well, where's my pink lipstick on my boobs? So I'm like, you want me to do that? Because I'm certainly not going to do it without consent. And her saying, where are mine is not consent enough for me. So she gave me consent. I give it to her. But I discovered the risks involved with flirting when you're at a gay bar and flirting with women. So I don't know why that seemed to be a bigger deal than when I flirt with men in the straight area. I don't know. Maybe just because I've been doing that for so many more years, I'm very comfortable with that and knowing when I have to pull back and when it's too much. And I'm learning because I hang out with a lot of queer folks. So it's a lesson learned. This Gen X is going to figure this shit all out. But this woman was absolutely lovely, such a sweetheart. And I really do hope that I run into her at the Crucible because I'm all for making friends and meeting new people and having a blast. So it's super late. It's time to go home. We had some drama when a few of the group decided to lock themselves in the bathroom and take out a flogger and do a little scene. And one of the security guards, who apparently is well known for having a stick up his fucking ass, got upset and kicked him out. And I walked out with them because I had been waiting for them to come out of the bathroom to say goodbye before I would leave. And so all of a sudden I'm like wrangled in at this and I'm going, I didn't do it. I'm innocent. I'm a good girl. I was not part of this. So I got wrangled and headed out with them. Sunday morning, we all met back at MJ's for brunch. And as usual, I was there 5 to 10 minutes before the starting time. But it was actually worked out really well because I got to sit with a different group of people than I had been hanging out with. And I got to talk to them. And some folks are up in Maryland and some folks were down in Norfolk, Virginia. And a couple folks are in D.C. by me. And we just got talking and I fell further in love with the leather community. I realized I needed to know more and do more when it came to leather. First, I had to be assured that I can wear pink leather, because if I couldn't wear pink leather, it didn't matter how much I loved this leather community, it was not happening. And I was assured beyond a shadow of a doubt that I could absolutely wear pink leather. And I got names of people and I got names of places I can buy my pink leather from. And it came time to leave, which was sad. I didn't want to go. I was having too much fun. Everybody had just included me and made me a part of this group. I will tell you, when I first joined the kink community, I had a small group of people. And it's not that they were never warm and welcoming and inviting to me. But I will tell you, the level that the leather group was warm and welcoming and inviting to me was like what happened with the kink group, but on steroids. It was so beautiful and so amazing and so fantastic. I didn't want to leave. And that was a very long 3-hour drive home because I didn't want to leave. I wanted to stay and hang with these people and do more and be with these people. But reality hit and I had to come home. But I left with memories and hopes and dreams and, dare I say, some new friends. So now my goal is to do more with leather. And we are going to do an entire episode on leather and what it is and what it means. I'm going to bring in some of these people to talk about it. Hopefully I can get Jason and or Megan on. to talk about it. Jason and I have already talked about him being on the podcast, and he absolutely said yes. I mentioned it to Megan. She was definitely interested, so we're going to make that happen. But I also came back with a desire to look into and maybe find a leather group here in my area. And I've discovered that there's really no leather groups very close by. There's plenty in Maryland, but I wanted to have a group more in the Northern Virginia area. And you know the old saying, if you can't find what you want, make what you want. I don't know if that's the exact saying, but you guys get the gist of it. And so that is my next project, to start a leather group here in this area. I want to, and my goal is really to create a leather group maybe designed more for femmes. One of the tenets of leather is service and charitable givings and doing for the community. So I'm very interested in creating a femme leather group that raises money and does charitable work for femme causes. Things like body autonomy. I know there's some amazing, wonderful charities that help victims of domestic violence. Charities that help with sexual assault victims. And before y'all come at me, I know that mask people can be victims of DV. And I know that mask people can be victims of sexual assault. So don't come at me with that. But I know there's some really big charitable organizations that were really geared more towards femme, but they will still help everybody. And that's what I want to do. So as a femme myself, as the mother of a daughter, things like domestic violence, sexual assault are very, and body autonomy are very near and dear to my causes that I need to support. And getting a group together to create a leather community that is going to support these causes, that speaks to me. And it's something I really want to do. So if you happen to live in this area and you're interested in joining this, please reach out. If you have suggestions for charitable events that I should look into and check out, please let me know. I want charitable organizations that have good ratings. Sadly, we know some charitable organizations that too much of the money goes to the pockets of the organization versus the people who need it. So I'm looking for organizations that have good ratings. That's next on my to-do list. I found somebody to kind of work with on that. And now my next step is to find some folks to come and talk to us and to have it at a location. So I'll keep you guys posted so that if you're in the area, you can maybe come to it and help support me in my new adventures. But I found what the Leather Heart is all about. I want to be a part of that Leather Heart. I want to make a difference. And I feel like leather is the way that I can do that. I want to just thank everybody involved in that weekend for helping me, for welcoming me. You guys changed my life. I know that sounds silly, but you really did. If I am fortunate and blessed enough, I will continue to be involved with the Mr. and Ms. Virginia Leather competition. I do know I've already talked to everybody and I've made plans when the group comes up to DC to go to MAL 2025. And I will be there cheering and screaming for Jason and hoping that he can win and go on. I want to support everybody involved in this. It was life-changing and it was fantastic. If you don't already know about leather, we're going to teach you more about it and maybe we'll get more of you guys involved in the leather community. And you don't have to wear pink leather, but if you did, you'd certainly make my heart happy. So that's it for my adventures from that amazing weekend. And now I will let Dara share with you her adventures from her amazing weekend.
Okay, so now it's my turn to explain about my adventures going off into the wonderful world of, I don't know if you can call this a fetish convention, because it kind of wasn't, but Rara did her thing, I did my thing, so we decided we're going to combine it, and now it's my turn, and I have no fucking idea what Rara did in her recording, but mine's better. So, yeah. Mostly because I didn't go by myself. I had a buddy with me. Welcome back, Alejandro.
Hi.
This is what, your third episode with us?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I cannot get rid of you.
Nope, you're really stuck with me.
Really am, especially after this weekend.
Yeah, I think this has like solidified us as a very strange duo.
Oh my God. Okay, so first of all, the amount of people that thought we were together this weekend, I was like, can you all not see how much of a flamer he is?
I have to turn that on a little more than normal just to show people that I was like, oh, sweetie, like this is not the dynamic you think it is.
No, like we have a dynamic, but it is not anywhere close to what you're thinking.
It also didn't help that I was very much dressed in like all my leather. I had like a leather kilt on for one day.
Okay, but you're like a leather bear. Like that is your kinky identity. So like, which is very gay.
Yes. Yeah. Because I had harnesses on. I had the cute, I say cute. Yeah, see, cute, like a little leather short.
Dude, you had like booty shorts that first day.
I thought my booty was looking very good all weekend. Thank you very much.
It was, especially the kilt. My God. But yeah, like so many people. Okay, so first of all, we should mention where we were. We went to the Chicago Exotica. And it was awesome because I have family up there. So I got to stay with my family. So I went a couple of days early and I stayed an extra day to make sure that I had ample time with my family. Didn't want to pay for a hotel. So of course I got to do that. Oh my God. Trying to formulate the lies to explain to my aunt and uncle and grandmother and anybody else why the fuck I was there was an exercise in creative writing.
It very much so, because even throughout it, we kept like editing things and having little like, hey, can I see you back here for a minute? This is the new story. We're going to go with this one.
And then let's add this to that story because it makes more sense. And did we already say that one? The last one? No, we didn't. Okay, we're good. Like, oh my God, it was such a fucking mess trying to keep all that straight. So my cousin and her husband knew exactly why we were there.
Oh yeah, they were awesome. And they like took us out.
Oh, we had a blast. Time. And you're invited back anytime you want, clearly, because my cousin loved you, but she collects gay men, so that's, like, normal for her. But, like, oh my God, trying to explain this shit to my aunt and where I was going. You know, the one night, Friday night, I came home, I was exhausted, and I told her that I had been drinking, because that's what I was acting like. I said, yeah, he has friends here, and I just went out with all the gay guys last night and had drinks, and now I'm drunk, and that's why I'm falling over. It's not con drop.
Well, it clearly made sense, because I even remember putting you in the car and being like, all right, we're going to put you in. Here's your bag.
That was the night that I didn't remember to put my pants back on.
That is very true. You went with just those fishnet-like leggings.
I didn't. I was like, oh, shit. I can't walk in the house with just pants or, like, with no pants. Anyway, okay, back to the beginning. We are way, way, way ahead. All right, let's start with Friday morning. We went and set up the dungeon space, and we were there with all of the people from the dungeon, except for I think one didn't come in the morning to help set up, but everybody else was there. And the guy who was supposed to be running the dungeon and telling us what to do was like, I don't know, half hour late. So we're all just standing around.
Yep, pretty much. And like we started then talking and, you know, trying to get to introduce ourselves to everyone.
Because we were the new guys.
And kind of, right, and get a grasp on like what was kind of the deal for our end. Because for me, I had done Exotica like here in the Washington, D.C. area, but I went with one of my straight friends. He kind of was the one that invited me. So the inner outings of what the dungeon experience was very new for me. So I was like, this is going to be something very different for me to like figure out how the background works.
Yeah, and I had never even been to one. So this was a completely new experience. I didn't know what this was supposed to look like. I was unaware that we were actually putting together the furniture, but that was okay because it turns out I'm a very good nut holder.
Yes, you did very good holding all the nuts and the bolts.
And then you were a very good screwer, which we will discuss later.
Hold that with pride.
Oh my God. It was really like the fucking jokes that we all had that morning. It was like pun-palooza.
And we got along really well with the other person who was doing electro-demoing, Xavier. He was awesome. And he was great to hang out with and talk to and get, you know, helpful hints on like what we were to expect.
Yeah, no, he was great. In fact, he was so great letting us know everything that he sort of neglected putting the dungeon together for a while. And we got yelled at. yeah. But it turns out that Xavier is he a master or a grandmaster or something like that, really high up there of the International Violet Wand Guild. And he's the one, it turns out, that runs the Violet Wand discussion group on FET. I'm like, I'm a member of both of those. How did I not know that you were the one that was, I was like, what the fuck? So now I have his number and it's all good.
Oh, you two almost the whole time were going back and forth, talking about different things, showing each other the equipment that you guys had brought. It was really cool to like just see what.
Oh, his equipment. Okay, it's the difference between 9 years and 30. His kit is intense.
Oh, he had all sorts of stuff. I like the light bulbs themselves were so cool to see that he had for attachment.
Oh, the blown glass ones? Yeah, so the problem with that is he got them from a place that is no longer in business, so I can't get them.
I know. And you were really trying hard to be like, well, when you're done, can I have them?
Yeah, so he said I'm about 20th in line to claim his stuff.
But it was really cool. It was very interesting to see like all the equipment that they had and what they were demoing with and putting up.
Yeah, let's see. We built a cage. Mm-hmm. Well, they had pup cages, but then what was that other big thing that we put together?
It was like a rigging cage. So it's like a cage meant for you to do different styles of bonding and rigging towards, too. So like you could hang someone from it. You can just put someone against one of the kind of walls that it was.
So yeah. Most people were using it as a, like a photo op.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think there was any actual rigging being done in there.
No, but there was a St. Andrew's cross. So that was being used for some of the impact play that was being demoed. We had that. I called it the Wheel of Torture because I don't know how else to explain it. But it was one of those big wheels that you can tie someone to and then spin them on. That was actually next to our station, which was so much fun to be next to.
Dude, I was like throwing up just looking at it.
It was a big showstopper is what it was. It like grabbed so many people's attention, which I think benefited us a lot.
Right next to it. Absolutely.
Because then you started shocking people and all the screaming, giggling and fun that was happening was then drawing more people to come look at what we were doing and get our line even bigger, which was
the second I started on Friday, we just did somebody's hand and I was like, here, you want to feel it? Did somebody's hand. Ooh. Oh, I like that. Oh my goodness. Well, come on, go get your, you know, what was that thing called?
The liability pass? Waiver.
Yes. Liability go do your waiver, get your stamp, come back. And after that, fucking stop.
It was insane. We just kept going. And I remember like at one point it dawned on me. I was like, oh, let me just look at my phone. Cause we were just going and going. And I looked and I'm like, oh my God, it has been like 3.5 hours, almost 4 hours.
Yeah. I think it was like, closer to 4 hours.
I was like, Dara, like we need a break because we got a whole nother day tomorrow. We got to take a break.
We hadn't eaten.
Nope.
Like both of us forgot to eat completely. We were so focused on everything. And I didn't even know, like, I never once actually reached for the water, did I?
You never reached for water at all. I was constantly the one next to you being like, here, here.
Yeah, no, I would reach back for an implement and instead I would get a water bottle. And Alejandro looks at me and in front of everybody just kept saying this. What was it you said? I have to make sure she drinks water or her husband will kill me.
Correct.
Or I have to keep her alive.
I have to keep you alive. Otherwise, like, I'm not dragging your dead body across that con. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. And I know your husband will kill me. So
no more kisses for you.
And if I, correct. I need Daddy J's kisses. That was
obviously. Well, you know, we also figured out that you have made out with my husband more than I have made out with you.
Yes, that's actually accurate.
A grand total of once, which is one more than I have kissed you. So
I'll take it. I'll take it.
But yeah, oh my God, it was nonstop. I've never had any experience like that.
It was so enjoyable because like it was just seeing everyone's little reaction or even just seeing the crowd that was watching. Cause every once in a while, if you know, you were in the middle of a demo, I'll step away just to talk to some people that were like mm-hmm. making faces watching at us. And I'm like, I can explain this to you. I can give you like,
I didn't even know you were fucking doing that because I was so focused on the person on my bench. Like, what?
Yeah. Many people were like, what is happening? Like, this girl is touching her and she is squealing like a pig. And I'm like, well, it's electro play. It's electro play. Like, this is a lot of fun.
You remember the one guy that said electroplay like static electricity? And I pointed at the wires going into the GFCI, which was then plugged into a extension cord. Uh-huh. And I said, no, it's electricity. And they're like, what the fuck?
It was so, and then there were some people that were literally like, ooh, I've seen this before. I want to try it. And I'm like, please get in line. Get the liability waiver signed. Come on up. Like,
you were actually amazing at that because I kept like forgetting to check their hands. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to get my ass in trouble. And so I finally figured out to do that because I'm not used to having to check their hands for a stamp, you know? So this was nuts. And I've also never had this many vanillas.
We had a lot. So there was a lot of, you were definitely doing a lot of like, we're going to stick with the very, very minimum and very basic to where like, I think on the first day, you only use like half the table, maybe even a
third. Not even that. I think I used the same four implements over and over and over.
Yeah. Your poor equipment was getting a little hot.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. So my wands, I don't know if you guys actually know this, but my wands are, the black one is the electromechanical and I've named him Toothless. So he's Night Fury and has the Toothless stickers on it. So it has the face. And then the white one is the digital and that's Light Fury. And I have that sticker face on it. Man, Toothless was running hot. I had to give him so many breaks.
Yeah. Yeah. Which actually kind of worked in our favor because then we could have a little more of a break too, just as a sit down and talk. But it was still nonstop going the whole time.
Oh my God, even on Saturday. And we were told specifically that Saturday was not going to be as bad as Friday, that we would have room for breaks. And it opened at 1. Mm-hmm. And I think we walked around for the first hour because nobody showed up at 1. So we were just walking around. We got some stuff to demo, which we should talk about for Friday and get to that part too. Mm-hmm. We did that. And then we took another break at about 6:30 that evening. Other than that, nonstop. That's where
we actually like ate a bit. Mm-hmm. But
I think you shoved an Oreo in my mouth at one point, and that was the only thing that I ate.
Yes. Later that night, I was like, you got to eat, girl, because I know.
It was like 11 p.m.
Yep.
And you handed me like a box or a baggie of trail mix, and I ate like two nuts or something. Yeah. And that was all I could get. I was like, nope, I can't. I can't eat. I'm like dead. All right. So I want to talk about Friday when we first walked around before the thing even opened and we talked to the vendors.
That was like our main thing that we did on that Friday was let's talk to the vendors, see who's around and just get a lay of the land and then go from there.
So we were doing some scouting and we also wanted to scope out the porn stars and see who we could get to possibly do an interview at some point. We only got one who eventually like actually contacted us so far. However, if we continue to do this, we'll, you know, continue to talk to these people. It's going to be the same people over and over again. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure eventually we'll get more people, but the dungeon store was there, my favorite. And I was like texting the dungeon store owner and I was like, hey, are you here? And she's like, no, I sent a crew. I'm not coming to Chicago. I was like, damn.
Oh, you got so excited when you saw that their booth. You got were like, oh my gosh, she's going to be here. She's going to be here. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then we got the text of like, no, just my crew. And you're like, well,
okay. Well, fuck. First of all, fuck it. But also because I usually end up demoing stuff for them and then I get stuff for free from her. So that's a lot of what I was like, oh, free stuff. Didn't quite work out that way this time.
No, but we got some fun toys to demo with.
Yes, we did.
The Dungeon Shop and...
No, it's the Dungeon Store and the Kink Shop.
The Kink Shop. There you go. See, I mixed them up the whole weekend.
The whole time. The whole time. Yeah. So yeah, Trent from the Kink Shop was there. It was like directly in our line of sight. So we went over and got stuff from him. So the Friday, we got this like Mylar pom-pom thing, but it wasn't like my usual feather duster looking one. Mm-hmm. This was huge and poofy. It looked like a cheerleader pom-pom.
Yeah, it was like almost a full-size cheerleader pom-pom, which mm-hmm. are so much fun to use.
So clearly I need two of them.
Yeah. But you also found out that it shocked you a little bit back too.
Oh, it did. It did. Because it was so full, it definitely touches you back.
Yeah.
But I still need two. And I'm actually thinking, I wonder if I could get him to customize it for me and do it in purple and black.
Oh, that'd be very cute.
Instead of the silver? Like that one was full silver. I think I might message him and see if he can make me the custom colors. But I definitely need two.
Yeah.
And then let's see, what else did we get from him? We got that pokey thing. I have no idea what the fuck was that even made out of?
It was the snares from the bottom of a snare drum. So when you have a drum, to create that rattling sensation for a snare drum feel versus just a hollow sound, you have mm-hmm. these metal, basically they're metal wires with little metal beads attached to them that create that rattle sound. So they basically took the whole snare component, cut it in half, and then attached it to a metal implement.
Okay. And then, so I told it, so we demoed it, we practiced with it. And I think at the end, I told him that it would work better if I'm just going to call them tines.
Yeah.
We're cut in half. Mm-hmm. They were so long. They were getting literally stuck on people when I moved it.
Yeah.
So I think that whole thing would be great cut in half and then he could just make more of them. But so he actually took that. He was like, okay, yeah, that's really good feedback. You know, what else you got? There was a 3D printed knife that I thought was really cool. Why is that conductive? Like I never thought.
It was the type of material that he 3D printed it as that was made it conductive, but it wasn't like super conductive. So it created a very different feeling than any of your metal knives did.
Mm-hmm. No, I really definitely want one of those. Now he said that he sent it to us to the PO box and I asked Rara to check and she said it wasn't there. So maybe it like got removed or it was something happened and we missed it. So now I have to tell him.
Oh, no.
Because I don't know if it was sent back to him. He said it was like 3 weeks ago. So I don't know. And then he also had a 3D printed wand holder, like a holster.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was conductive. He said that it worked for, now this was the cool part. He said it only works for the digital because the mechanical runs so hot, it melted the 3D printed plastic. So he's working with some sort of alloy to make that a little sturdier. And I'm like very interested to see what comes out of that.
Oh, absolutely. Because that would be awesome for you to have to make it a little more hands-free.
No, I would love to dual wield the shit out of that. And then he also gave you the information on a battery pack to get, but I forgot to write it down. So of course, now I have to email him and figure out what it is. You wrote it down, didn't you?
I think I texted it to you. So it might be in our chat somewhere.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter for right now, but we'll find it. So my goal is to get this for Ren Faire and then I can have the battery pack in my backpack and I can have my little, you know, my two wands poked in the pack and I'll just be like dual wielding wands and then sticking them in my holsters. I'll come up with some sort of, and dragon wings, obviously, because then I can be an electro dragon.
It would be very cool.
Clearly.
What else did we get on that Friday for fun tools?
We got something from the Dungeon Store. It was, I don't think we got the chain flogger on Friday. That was Saturday.
We got the record brush.
That was Saturday.
We had it also on Friday.
We did
have it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We didn't use it as much. We'd started to more on Saturday.
That's true. That shit was hilarious.
Girl, you were combing my arm hair with it.
Oh my God. It was so... Okay, so explain what it actually is, Mr. Musician.
So for most people, like with a record, you want to keep that record clean. And so it comes with a brush, but you need to be careful with how you handle it. And you still want it to be sturdy enough to pick up all the particles. Otherwise, it affects how the record gets played and picked up by the needle. So you need that brush, which actually is made from really, really thin metal strands to help.
But it was so soft.
It was so soft. But it really was conductive.
Mm-hmm. And people didn't realize that. And then I would hold it up and be like, do you want to try this little one? It's very, very soft. And I would brush them with it without the electricity on. And then I would turn on the electricity and they'd go, what the fuck?
Yep.
It was great. That was one of like probably the 6 or 7 items that I used on Saturday a lot because people were looking at it. A lot of people wanted the fans. That's usually like a big powerhouse thing, but my fan broke, so I got to fix that. Mm-hmm. I literally snapped it open and the one side came off.
Yeah. It was a very want moment.
I was like, uh-oh, that's embarrassing. I was like, sorry, this never happened to me before.
But another fun thing while we were walking around on that Friday was you finally got to meet Rubber Doll.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm so excited. I need to message her on Instagram or something and be like, hi, it's me again. I'm like, I felt like I was bothering her, but because I mentioned how I had first seen her at FetBall and I was like, and you had my sub up on stage with you. And she goes, oh, the one who licked the whipped cream out of my ass. And I was like, yep, that one. Uh-huh. And the funniest part was they absolutely fucking hate whipped cream. So I was, you know, standing on my table, just cracking up, screaming the whole time at this show. So I finally got to talk to her because I'm like, oh, and she touched my dress.
She loved that latex
the red one
dress. Yeah.
Oh, she touched me. I almost fainted. That's so nice. And we also met, just from walking around, was it Lisa?
The
BBW porn star with the humongous knockers?
Yes, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. She was the sweetest thing in the entire world.
Absolutely. She was so sweet, and she was really flexible with us too, as to being like, I would love to do something with you guys, but I also like know that you still got to do all your demos and like all that. Mm-hmm. She was awesome. She was so
We ended up doing a scene with her on Saturday, but the thing is she and her partner already do electro at home because that's her partner's kink.
Uh-huh.
So I let him kind of do what he wanted on, you know, I was like, this is you guys. I'm just providing the stuff. He had immediately the meat shredders out.
Yep. He bought his own.
He had his own in his pocket.
Oh, that was so funny when he pulled that out. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You are prepared. Excuse me.
You are. So like she goes, oh, yeah. Like, well, I'll come late tomorrow, Saturday, because I have to do a shoot before we get there. I'm like, okay, cool. So we're walking around at 6:30. They had just gotten there. And she goes, yeah, man. I had to do this shoot this morning. I was like, how was it? And she goes, oh, I'm exhausted. We did like 5 scenes. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, she's a pro. She was a like, pro.
You're a trooper. How are you standing right now? And she goes, yeah, and we had to do our scene later. And I was like, okay. But God damn, those titties.
Yeah, they were. At one point, she walked around with her top off.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're even bigger.
Like, yeah.
Just free. Like, wow.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I understand the kink now. I understand what you do. 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those things were enormous. They were like most of her torso. They were all of her torso. Her torso.
Mm-hmm. It was her whole body almost.
You know what? Mine are what? Coconut size? Hers were straight watermelons each.
Yes. And I like big watermelons, not like cheap little Walmart ones.
No, party-sized watermelons.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
Oh, she was awesome. She was definitely awesome. She was
so sweet. So sweet.
We at one point did have a woman who cried on your table.
Oh my God. She was, I felt so bad. But it was like it was cathartic, happy tears.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was like, oh no, I'm so sorry. And she goes, no, I like it. I really do. This is great. And so I'm like, new kink unlocked? Like, because we kept saying that to people all day, but this time I was like, question?
Well, at first, because, you know, the whole time she was like giggling, laughing, like twinging, having such a good time. Mm-hmm. And that at the end, like, is when you notice that there were tears coming down her face. You're like, are you okay? And she was like,
oh my God, I felt like a dick. I was like, how did I not realize? And it wasn't that we didn't realize it had just started. And she was bawling. And we were like, oh my fucking God, I'm so sorry. And then she goes, no, I'm really happy. This is great. Okay.
I think she went and bought herself a kit afterwards.
Many people apparently did.
Yeah, because she came in, like afterwards we had her sit down next to us just to like have her come down calmly, relax. We gave her some mm-hmm. water so she could like recollect.
Was she the one that we couldn't let go because she was really, really fucking high, or was that somebody else?
Yes, it was her.
Okay. That was her. We had to get a chair for her and move her over to the side because she was so high. We couldn't let her walk around.
No.
She couldn't walk.
Yeah. Yeah. We moved her to the chair. We got her some water. And then she was actually having fun then watching the next person getting demoed.
Right.
Which I think helped her down, like come a little easier because mm-hmm. it kept her still engaged, which was fun.
Yeah. No, she was, oh my God, she was like, oh, and people kept asking, where do we get these? Where do we get these? Where do we get these? And I was like, see those two stores right there? Those.
Those are your people.
Go get a demo from each one of them and see which one you want. And, oh my God. Okay, so speaking of the dungeon store, what was that guy's name? Was it Dave or something like that?
To be honest, I can't remember. I was a little distracted.
we'll get to him. I know where you're going with this. One second. So anyway, this guy from the dungeon store, can't remember his name to save my life right now, but
yeah.
he just works for them, but he's also a maker. And he says, yeah, I made this. This is my design. We were coming back from one of our rounds. I think it was the time that we left to go see if we could buy the silver rose ring.
Yes, that we had picked that up technically on Friday. We had walked around and found this jeweler who, by the way, gorgeous rings. I even bought a ring later.
Yes.
But she had this huge rose ring that you were obsessed with.
It was like three fingers big, dude. It was humongous. And the second I saw it, I needed it.
And it was conductive, so it was really fun to play with.
So we basically did the thing where we explained, yeah, we're demoing, and I like to go around to different vendors and see if they'll loan us some stuff that we can demo. And then people say, where do you get this? I tell them, and they go probably buy it from you. Apparently, we did a really good job with that rose, and people liked it so much.
Saturday was, she said, lots of people bought different rings and some of those roses.
She said she sold out of the rose in every size.
Oh, that's insane.
The only reason that I got mine was because she held it back for me.
Yeah. Oh.
So anyway, we're coming back, swinging back around to the dungeon. And this guy from the dungeon store just hauls ass, like literally running over to us to show us this new... like handheld cable. And it was one of the attachments that when you put it on your arm, you become the conductor. So it's for indirect play. Or you can put it on the bottom and make it reverse, but it's more for indirect. And he says, I really want you guys to try this. Experiment with it. See what you think. You know, I'd really love your feedback because I just created this. And he's telling me it's not copper. So, you know, I like the copper ones because they're really conductive. And he goes, no, trust me on this. This is really conductive. I was like, okay, I'll test it out for you, man. Whatever. I'm like, So we go back and we start playing with it. And we're like, oh, fuck. This is actually, damn. Okay. This is a new design. This is really good.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he's there.
Because like, he saw us using it and he got excited. So he walked towards us. There was apparently a gap in the crowd and he saw that we were using it and got excited. Yes. So he came and watched us.
He like ran over to us again. He's like, how is it? And we're like, shit. What, dude? We just got here. We're playing with it. Anyway, so he, yeah, so he was all up in our business playing with this thing. And, you know, we did it together and we were like, shit, this is, he wasn't kidding. This is actually really conductive. We did it with the digital. We did it with the mechanical. It worked beautifully. And I said, you know what, though? Here's the thing. I don't like being attached to the wand. I don't like doing indirect. I mostly do reverse because I like the freedom of movement. And I also, if I'm in a club like Risqué, I need that ability for the bottom to just drop the handheld part and have everything stop instead of red, red, yelling it because I can't hear over the music.
Right, right.
It's and he goes, thing. Okay. So he's custom making this new cable design for me with a handheld component.
Yeah.
I chose the length. I chose the width of the handheld component. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Which is perfect because, you know, it's all about the Ralph. It's always about the Ralph.
Speaking of which.
Ah, yes. Which in my lovely note, I wrote hot, hot stud all day booty. That's was my reminder of to
we
talk about
we
it.
Called him booty the entire time.
He was, I think he was an amateur porn star. I think right. He had done like OnlyFans and stuff like that, but he was going around as, he was not a part of the Exotica Con. He was there just participating, walking around, like kind of, I guess, making connections and networking.
Yeah.
And he came and he first did some rope. And then he came over to us to do some electric.
Well, he came over to us because he had two of his friends who had gotten on the table. Those two ladies.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. And I said, she was like, oh my God, you need to do this. You need to do this. And I looked at him and I was like, that one? Fuck yeah. I want him. I want that ass on my table. And he did. And he kept wanting to do more. Oh God, his ass.
So distracted.
And you know what he said though? Did I tell you he's bi?
Yes. Oh, because he called me, what did he call me? Did he call me darling and sweetie? And I was like, please don't sweet talk me now. I get like, I'm going to have a connection with you too quickly. We can't do this. We can't do this.
And I told him I wanted to bite his ass. And he goes, well, I'll take both of you back to my hotel room and you can munch while I fuck him. And I was like, ah!
I think we both agreed. We're like, I think we can accept this. Like that could be fine for us.
I was like, I have to call my husband and ask him because the daddy part will be like,
yeah, you got two-step verification. I don't need two-step verification. I'm
right. I was like, oh, that's tempting as fuck. I need to be good. I need to be good. I need to be good. I need to be good.
But he was so much fun. We did a full group scene with, what was it?
He was the only one that got the group scene.
Yes.
And it was about eight people. And we had an absolute blast. We actually busted out the tinsel for him.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was so much fun.
And he kept saying, grab my tinsel. Ladies, come grab my tinsel. And we were like, oh, I want your tinsel.
Don't worry, I helped recorded it. So I was having so much fun as a voice.
I wish he had been able to send me that because that was amazing. We recorded so much.
Yes. Yeah, I got asked to record a lot for people, which was fun. It was really interesting seeing like how many people like, it was about like what 90% people there. Mm-hmm. Like this was their first ever kink experience.
Yes. All. Oh, okay. So two more stories that we have to fucking tell is the one who was there. He met this amateur porn star in line.
Yes.
They decided to do their scene together and she chickened out after he said, I want to see what the maximum is that you've got. What's like your highest level thing? And I started smiling and she like, she noped out.
She was like, no, 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 no. Because even the base level, she was like, this is a lot. But she also didn't have much area space that wasn't like latex.
Open. Yeah.
Yeah, that was open.
Well, I don't think it was. It wasn't latex. It was definitely leather.
Was it a pleather type thing?
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like shiny leathery stuff. So, but there was like almost the only thing that was exposed was the top of her tits. And I'm like, I can't zap those.
You're right.
So, but he was all in. He was like, yes, I'm ready. Give me what you got. And she's standing there. So he can't chicken out at this point. And I pulled out the pixie stick.
Oh, you were so mean with that, but you had so mm-hmm. much fun.
I did. I had a lot of fun. Two different dudes did that. And I was like, pixie stick and Lumi, baby. And they're like, what the fuck did I just agree to?
It looks so innocent. It looks yeah. so innocent until you touch someone with it.
Yeah, no. Then they're like, oh, fuck. And everybody's like, no, I don't want those. And I was like, no problem. I wasn't going to pull them out for you.
I was going to say,
these easy. Dudes specifically asked for it.
Right.
And then the one lesbian couple, I think it was Saturday night, the one with the face tattoos.
Yes. Yes. She was all about like, oh, this is going to be nothing. Like,
right. Because she literally said, I have face tattoos. This ain't going to be shit. One zap. With the fucking glass. Ah! And I'm busting up laughing. I was like, oh, you're a tough guy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, God, we had so much fun. And we had a lot of couples. Like, that was very much our thing.
Yeah, so Xavier did a lot of the singles because he had an X-frame massage table.
Yes.
So he had a lot of singles going on his table. I had a full-on bench. And at one point, do you remember that one? It was like, I'm going to call them the set of three girls and then the three men that stood in front of them.
Yes, yes.
And I did the scene with all six of them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they came in as like a triple set. So that was six people. So that was super fun. And they're all like wiggling and jumping and touching each other and licking. And we had... Every time there was a couple or a group, they came over to our side, and most of the singles were over at Xavier's.
Yeah.
But it was really cool to see all the different reactions. And there was, oh my God. And there was the one girl who had the allergic reaction to the ionized metal.
Yes. Yes.
I wish I'd gotten a picture of that.
She walked away with some raised lines and bumps from where mm-hmm. we had contacted her.
Like, it was welting up within seconds.
Yeah. She was so sweet about it, though, because she really did have fun. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she definitely left with a little high. But we were like, yeah, you should also take care of that, though. This is how you do
it. Yeah. I said, sweetie, you need some Benadryl cream, some aloe, and, you know, go drink some water. I was like, and I told her partner, I was like, you need to take care of this. Because if it welts up even, and I was really calm about it. Which I think is why they didn't freak out. But I was like, look, this is important for you to know. No electro for you. This is one of the worst allergic reactions I've ever seen for this. I've seen one that was worse, but yeah. that was definitely top three.
Well, and it was luckily we were doing, you know, very, very light demos, you know, mm-hmm. since they were so vanilla that it was really good for her to find out before anything more happened.
Yeah. But we had to specifically tell her no electro for you permanently.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was another lady who came in. I guess she just arrived. And I did the usual, do you have any metal in your body? Do you have any heart conditions? Do you have any things that would require, like battery operated medical devices or anything like that? Are you pregnant? Did all of that for every single person. One lady comes, sees her friend on the bench, goes over to start touching. And I was like, wait. I did the rundown. I said, look, I have to ask you some questions before you touched, blah, 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 questions. I got to the, are you pregnant? And she goes, yes.
Yep. Can't do it.
I went,
cannot do it.
Bitch, get the fuck away. Are you nuts? This is electricity.
Yep.
And she goes, well, can I watch? Can you explain it to me? I said, sure. Step out of the field of electricity, please.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to get any kind of remote zapping or accidental zapping.
Right.
On that.
Right. But for the most part, I think you even commented like halfway through, like people were pretty good about not touching your equipment on the tables for the most part.
I want to say you had to get a couple of people. You had to correct them.
Yeah.
I did notice there were a few people that pointed at my sign. Thank you, Vixen. That said, don't touch equipment or you will get zapped.
Yep. Oh, people love that sign.
Yeah. And also we ran out of cards.
Yeah. It was so busy. It was so crazy to see just the amount of people that were just clearly not there for kink and mm-hmm. was still like interested and wanting to try stuff. That was fun to see.
Oh my God. It was a really awesome experience. Like, it was hilarious. We were so high and powered up, especially Saturday.
Oh yes, definitely.
On Saturday, I was fucked.
Yes.
I was so high, you had to half carry me out of there.
Correct. I carried all of our stuff out and put you into your Uber.
Who turned out to be... He turned
an
out
amateur
to be a
porn star that was from
He wasn't a porn star. He was on the producing end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he was affiliated.
I was like, you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. It was just like every single thing that weekend had to do with porn stars. And you, like, the girl that we ended up walking back to the hotel with was a cam girl / hottie for the weekend.
Yes. Oh, and she was telling us like everything that she had was doing like during the event and all of her walking around and stuff.
Yes. Oh my God. It was a really fucking good. I want to do it again. I really want to do it again.
Absolutely.
We have been invited back. So.
Yes. Yes. But I will preface this. This is definitely not a kink event. It was not intended as a kink event. It's kind of like a fun, like we have a corner of the expo to introduce people and be educational about it, which mm-hmm. I thought was actually more the fun part.
You know, me and newbies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm learning that you and I are very much the same on that because I had such a blast with that.
I'm telling you, I think you need to let me train you in electro and then you can go do some events in like gay conventions or your leather things or whatever the fuck it is that you do.
I told you I'm down for it. I'm definitely down for it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We could probably go on for another hour, but we are out of time.
Oh, yes, we are really are. Oh, well.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a minute of our fun and educational content. New episodes drop every Friday.
If you love what we do and want to show support, there are several ways. Join us on Patreon at patreon.com/pinkkinkpodcast. You can support our affiliates or help spread the word about our kinky podcast to your friends.
Don't forget to rate and review Pink Kink on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those 5-star reviews go a long way in boosting our podcast through the algorithm and reaching more listeners.
Sign up for our Pink Kink Institute classes. Shop at our Etsy shop, Pink Kink Boutique. Stay connected with us on social media. You'll find all the links on our link tree posted in the show notes.
Your support means the world to us. So until next time, stay pretty, stay safe,
and stay twisted.